Is ready? Okay, bear with us just a minute. Okay, ready to rock and roll? You guys ready? No, it's fine. Evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's April 11th, 2022, regular city council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1D on our agenda is roll call, and all council members are present in the meeting. And Gina, can you confirm your attendance?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. So all council members are attending. Item 1E is citizen input. I see there's some representatives from the baseball community. If somebody would like to raise their hand and approach the microphone, please state your name and address for the record. I understand you want to address the city council. Yes, please. That's all?
Yeah. Good afternoon. My name is Saul Olascon, and I just want to come and talk because recently spring break just passed, and I travel to Moses like 3 days a week for my kid to practice. And this week during spring break, I have a little bit of time. I'm busy, and my son tells me, "Hey, Dad, can we go practice at the park?" I go, "I think the park's closed. You can't go practice." So they stayed home during spring break, and to me, I find it weird because we're just getting out of this COVID thing. All these kids have been locked up for 2 years, not being able to go outside, and we have an opportunity to open it up so these kids can go out there and play, and it's closed. I go, it's hard. My kids want extra practice. I want to be there for them. I'm busy, and when I have a little bit of time, it'd be nice just to go out there. I mean, I had a little bit of time during spring break, but we can do it. People tell me, "Well, just pretend you can't read the sign." I go, "I want to follow the rules." But I go, it just makes it hard. I go, right now, a lot of people are out there, adults, playing softball. My younger boy, he plays Bombers baseball. They're trying to hold a practice when the adults are playing softball on the other side, hitting softball for them. I go, it's not very safe. I go, if the park was open, at least they can do it here. And they have the whole field to themselves. And the other thing that I find weird is, as soon as we got this new field, all of a sudden we started having flag football, we started having soccer. It feels like they're pushing the baseball players out to go somewhere else. When a couple years back, we had 30 soccer games at Kiwanis Park, and we didn't have a problem. The baseball field, nobody was using the baseball fields. And now I feel like we get pushed out. No, we can't use it. It's closed. Sorry. Go find somewhere else to go play. And to me, it's just hard. I go, last year I decided to coach the Bombers because my kid wants to play. Mm-hmm. So, and there's other group of kids that want to play, but not in his age group. So he played up 14. So last year, there wasn't going to be a team for him. So I decided, hey, you got to make the choice. Do you want to continue playing up, or do you want to go somewhere else to go play baseball? He's like, let's go try Moses Lake. So we went to Moses Lake, he made the team, and 3 weeks ago, we were in Arizona, and we took fifth out of 36 teams. So it was a good experience, but it would have been nice just to have a little bit more practice one-on-one with me. But there's nowhere to go. Everywhere you go to Juajitas, there's practice. All the fields at junior high, there's practice. I mean, the softball fields, high school, everybody's practicing. I mean, if we had four more fields just to use, it'd be awesome. But it's so hard right now, and I don't know. It's just I wish it was open to the community instead of being patrolled too much. I understand we want to keep it nice. We want to keep it clean. I understand the rules. I mean, like I said, I want to follow the rules. If it says no seats, I don't chew seats there. I go, and I'm not scared to tell somebody, hey, you're not supposed to have seats in here. Kick them out. I go, we as a community, we also need to take care of it. But then again, we also need to be able to use it. Right. So that's it. All I'm asking is we just need to open the fields and let us use them.
Absolutely. I do want to respond to, you know, from the city and the staff. It's bigger than just not having the fields ready. I mean, there's a lot of factors that are going into this. Mm-hmm. The first one being is that it was probably poor planning on the city's part. This last week, that's when we scheduled our spring cleanup, picking up of appliances and everything. And so you had the Public Works Department 3 days this last week working on those issues. We scheduled it during spring break, which in hindsight, we probably should have done it at a different time. The other thing is that we also were taking on the additional responsibilities at Tagaris Park. There's been a lot of we've replaced all the sprinkler valves out there, getting some of the irrigation issues that we had to address, and in addition to that, Saul, that took our focus away from the park, because every year in the past, the first week of April, the baseball park has been open, but we've had a majority of our staff down there, and so we didn't get the fields open. And so that, I believe, is honestly poor planning on the city's part, and we apologize, because that is an opportune time when kids can play with their parents, and so we're working on getting that open this week.
One thing I'd like to say too is as a member of the Park and Rec Committee, we're going to start meeting more frequently and start looking at not having a drop-dead set date for the park's opening. If the weather's permitting and we've got a nice dry spring and you can get on the fields, we'll just basically, you know, deal with that when it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can get on there earlier.
Yeah. And I understand weather and all that. I mean, it's like I told my wife, I go, if it's snowing and raining and it's windy, I go, you're not going to go outside ride your bike.
No, but we had some really good weeks. So
yeah, we had dry, I mean, until
so
today.
You know, it's really not good to have something locked up that could be utilized.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it's good like that, when it's nice.
And
so we'll look at that in the future here with the Park and Rec Committee.
Okay.
Not have a set date to where it won't open before the 1st of April. I mean, if we have a really good March, we could get people out there and get them on the fields.
Yeah. If we had, like Sean said, April 1st, if we open it up every year, we call it good, let's do it.
Yeah, but we could open it sooner.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, and I think we could. I mean, last year there was also that commentary was that, you know, there was some nice weather that came in March, so why can't we open it up, you know, earlier than April 1?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think the city can do a little better planning and make preparations for that. Also, I believe there was some issues over, you know, was the Bombers using the field? Did the Bombers have to pay and all that kind of stuff? And I apologize again for that mix-up. But the policy is that if the fields are open, anybody can go down and play. The fields are open.
Okay, I agree.
And so I just want to reaffirm that. And the council, Park and Rec Committee, they firmly stand behind that. And I don't think there's really anything I need to add to that. Here's probably the biggest problem. And Spencer, if you would go to the item 4A, purchase and sale agreement for Tagaris Park, the agenda memo. Down the last paragraph under explanation of issue, it's been more than 50 years since the city's acquired significant park property. We're growing. And so one of the needs of this community is more park space. And this is a step that we're, you know, moving on tonight, because if you want to know the honest to God truth, that is probably the biggest issue besides, you know, getting the parks ready and having, but is having fields. This is why we agreed to, with the Adams County Park and Rec District number one, to take over Tagaris Park. And part of this tonight is a purchase and sale agreement. This is on our agenda tonight. We need to begin to address some long-term issues of Othello not developing and keeping up with the youth of our community. And so it isn't just youth too. There's adults that use these fields, and that's another one of the big issues why you have so much crowding going on and wanting to use the park. So
yeah, I mean, everybody wants to get out and play right now.
They do.
Especially when they have nice weather.
They do. And this snow isn't going to be here forever. And it's the latest I've ever seen snow in April in Othello. But anyway, appreciate your comments. We want you to know you're welcome. This facility is a public facility. It's not a private facility. And it's not a country club. The city council wants to allow people to use it. It wants people to use the park. And it's open play for anybody who wants to use it, other than when city, you know, like when the city baseball league is using it, or when the city soccer leagues are using it, or flag football or whatever. But when we add the Tagaris Park facility, we'll be able to move a lot of those activities down there as well. And I think you're gonna see, you're gonna see more and more usage of the baseball fields as we go along. So right, we want to make it easy.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. We also have one more item on our agenda tonight, the facility use agreement.
Right.
That's also going to open up the fields.
Thank you, Mark. The CBHA is going to allow us to use their facility. I think I saw the map. It was like, what, 16 fields that they were, that you guys are going to mark out on that?
14.
Yeah. Thank you. So anyway, we're scrambling here. We had our first ever soccer parade this Saturday, and 661 kids, which is about double anything we've ever had before. This town is filled with youth, and we are, a city and city council, are scrambling to meet the need. And it's challenging, but we're doing our best. And as John was saying earlier, we're trying to take some steps with our departments and within the city government to make some of those things happen. So. I know, yeah, Robert?
Can I speak?
Absolutely.
Good evening. My name is Robert Panetta. And first of all, I want to say thank you for Saturday. I wasn't able to be here because my kids were playing, but that's amazing. And one of the reasons I didn't invite 50 people to come that are pretty upset about spring break being closed at the parks is because I'm trying to be positive, and it's hard for me to be positive. This is the third time I've addressed it to this city council. Nothing's changed. Tagaris Park, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you're doing amazing things, and it takes a lot of time. But at the same time, you have to delegate and not put everything in one basket. The chief is not going to put all his staff over there, because it'll be Die Hard 2, and we're going to be robbing Leprechaun because all the police officers are over there. I used to maintain the fields. It does not take very long to maintain the fields. I could do it by myself in 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours. Yes, it takes time, but I think that that's a cop-out. The issue, in my opinion, is we have a fence around that ballpark. I say the city council makes a motion to take it down. Yes, it costs $20,000. Guess what? We have other places that could use that fence. If that fence was taken down, it's going to be used, and that's what it's meant for. If I were to call the people who funded that park, and it's a grant, and tell them how it's being closed and it's not being open during times it needs, they're probably not going to be too happy. I also have been a big fan of why is Public's work in charge of the park. Okay, Madison's doing a great job, but she's handcuffed because she has to respond to Public Works. Okay, my suggestion to the city council is hire somebody to defend the park. And here's what I mean. Maintenance, Greg Foltz just got that job. He's in charge of doing what Public Works does to the fields. He cannot say, we're shutting this field down, we're doing this, because he answers to Jenny McCourty, who's the athletic director. I have a master's in athletic administration. Her job is to make sure that the kids are being represented. Okay? Public Works says it's shut down. Who's to say, no, you can't? Hire somebody, hire me. I will speak for the community and say, no, Public Works, you cannot shut it down for spring break, and we'll work around and make sure that it stays open for the kids. But as you have it right now, Public Works is handcuffing Madison, and who's there to support the community? We've been here three times, the same exact time. Oh, we're busy, we're going to open it. It's not being opened. This is the third time. I'm upset. I'm mad. So are people from the community. And again, the reason they're not here is because I'm trying to be positive, and I'm trying to build off what they have done for Saturday, which is an amazing thing. It's awesome. First time ever, everybody was happy. Everybody's posting pictures, social media. It's awesome. But the point is that fence that you have around it is making it so that people cannot go. If it was up to me and my Goonie friends, we'd cut the fence and we'd go in. What does Sal say? We want to try to do what the rules say. You can't open it. We don't want problems, but at the end, beautiful part being caged in and not being able to be used. So I suggest take the fence down or hire somebody part-time to support, to be there for the community and say, no, it's not going to be closed, and we're going to have a discussion. We'll go to the board, whatever it takes. That's a simple fix. But as it stands right now, it is a dictatorship from Public Works, and it's not her fault. She's doing her job to the best of her ability. In my opinion, it should not be run by. That's the problem that we have. And again, I thank you guys for your time and for your consideration.
Hey, Robert, so when you say the fence, you're saying the 4 inches that we have, take those down?
Take it down. Angel, name me another park that has that. I get it. Graffiti, it's going to happen regardless. Those guys that have graffiti, they're going to jump the fence if they really wanted to. That's not going to stop them. I get it to try to beautify it, but what good is it that you have a brand new car in your garage and you take it out once every 6 months? It's beautiful. Yep, put some miles on it. Okay, when did we have this problem? When they put the fence up. And I get it, it costs a lot of money to put it up. Who cares? Use that fence somewhere else. The city can use that fence, go somewhere else. And if it's open, it's going to force your hand to make sure that it stays open, because we're all going to come in. The way that they have it, the second time I came, they would shut the gate and they would put the padlock on it. You couldn't tell unless you went right to the door. And yeah, it's open. But why isn't it open? It should be open. So when somebody comes by, you know what? The park is open. Beautiful park being caged in and not being used. And again, this is the third time. I've heard the same story every single time. Yes, it'll be open. It's not open. Spring break. Why isn't it open? I get upset because you have lots of good people wanting to use that park. His son went to Arizona. They just took first place last weekend. Charles Garcia's boy, Division I, first one ever. He used that park to get better. we can say, you know what, we're using our park to let these kids have a future, have them play college. I'm for the kids, I'm for the community. I used to maintain those with two people, Tom Valdez and myself, and I was 14 years old. It does not take hours to keep that open. One time, one weekend, 4 hours with all the crew, they're open. It's not that hard to maintain. It's not. I was a tennis coach for 15 years, going off of what John said. 15 years, we couldn't have the bathrooms for our visiting tennis teams to come and change. They would walk to Leprechaun, and they would walk to Timeout Pizza. How embarrassing. School district, would have porta potties? You think the tennis team, the girls are going to use a porta potty? No. Exactly what John, he nailed it on the head. Why is it always going to be April 1st? Why? The school district has millions of dollars invested in these fields. If they can open up the water because it's nice, you guys can too. Open it up. And you know what it is? They don't want to clean the bathrooms. They don't want to start early. That's your job. If you're a janitor and you're complaining because you have to pick up garbage, those guys that don't want to clean, that's their job. Okay? I work at Leprechaun. Two jobs. So my kids can play sports. I can't use the park. Why not? Because it's closed. I'm a cashier. Am I getting mad? No. That is my job. If I don't want to do it, the job of the maintenance is to open those bathrooms up and clean it. Guess who did that for 15 years at the Pablo State Park? I did. You have to clean the bathrooms. That's your job. Open it up, and if those guys complain and don't want to clean the bathrooms, get new guys to come in. Okay? It's not rocket science, guys. Okay, it's not that hard.
Okay. We understand.
Okay. I apologize. I get emotional.
I'm with 100%, Mayor, you know, just because, you know, we have some real good weather here in March. So we should be on top of it to make sure those doors are open. Yeah, when it comes to kids.
He addressed that with the first gentleman who spoke.
Yeah. But here's my thing. Going back to this.
Corey,
I get it. But as I said, he already addressed those.
Okay, but you've addressed a bunch of things. It hasn't changed.
But he said it happened three times already. That's why if we have to address it again, we address it again.
The park's not closed.
Well, look at Corey. It's about kids. You know, we have to do our best for our kids in our community to make sure that they have something to do.
Okay. All I said was it was already addressed. Okay, John addressed it. The bathrooms aren't closed because they don't want to clean it.
Okay? We don't know why.
Part of it is because we still have freezing weather in March, and so that's, I mean.
But how can the Othello School District open up their facilities, their bathrooms, and their water, and no problems ever happen? I understand. But at the same time, to tell me that April 1st is the date of that's it, you're wasting a month that kids could be using the bathrooms out there.
Okay, I understand, Robert. I think you...
So, and again, I apologize. I don't want to make any contention. But, Corey, coming back to what I said, we've talked three times. And I get it. We've already addressed it. But where are we at? It's the same issue. It's being closed. Nothing's getting done. And that's why I'm upset. Again, I'm sorry.
Thank you. This gentleman here raised his hand. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. Just going to respond to everybody's comments, really. I'll be honest, and I'm with
you. Can you state your name and address?
Juan Martinez. You know, I've been a citizen here all my life just as well. I've got boys that play ball. I'm neither with or for either, right? I'm just kind of here listening and kind of trying to figure out what the rules are, where we're at. Fortunately, I missed out on the good one 3 weeks ago, I guess, or something, from what I heard, right? But, so we traveled to the west side. So, Robert, I can name a lot of parks that are actually fenced off. They're all fenced off. Now, you have access to walk around the park like we do now, right? The fields are fenced off. They're not fenced off exactly the same as far as all being fenced off, but each field is individually fenced off. And you schedule. I mean, we go through an organization. They schedule. We can't just, they don't just jump on a field and use it because, again, you want to maintain it, you want something nice, you want something to be proud of. That's the reality of it. I'm not going to disagree and says the kids don't, you know, deserve the chance to be out there and participate and use whatever's available at the time. But even on the west side, Maple Valley, it was just at Olympia this last weekend. Look phenomenal, but everything's fenced off. And you have access to the park, but the fields are technically fenced off. And it's scheduled. You pay. You don't just jump on there and ruin them. I mean, if you want to maintain something, you want something nice, you maintain it. There's some structure behind it. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If we just open it, really, and like I said, I'm not against, but if we just open it, how do we uphold the people using it? to maintain it within themselves. Can we rely?
How have we done it the last 30 years?
Can we? We haven't. I walk there, and you see mess. There's seeds everywhere. Your dog poops. I'm actually pretty impressed when I go to the west side. They pick it up. I'm like, wow, I don't think I'd ever see that in Novello.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. You know, I mean, I get it. I'm not for or against because, like I said, my kids play sports. I wouldn't mind using the fields. Don't get me wrong. But I also want to make sure that it is maintained. And if you have access to something, you want it to look nice and you want it to be nice. So, like I said, I'm not going to argue on who's doing or not doing what. And I get it. I mean, just like what you said about this last weekend. I wasn't here this weekend. Like I said, I was over in Olympia and participating in a baseball tournament. But I believe my father-in-law got to enjoy a couple hours of vending his ice cream. That's his business. And he was amazed with the amount of children, the kids and people all over the park. And I could say that for myself. I don't think I've ever seen that many people participate in any given event.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it, you hit it right, you hit the nail on the head right there. You even had a parade for soccer? That's crazy. Unheard of. This is the first time I've ever heard of it. We have baseball parades, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even that's a growing, which is weird. I mean, like I said, to back you on that, which is weird because I remember playing Little League, or I believe it was Cal Ripken when it finally changed about 20, 30 years ago. But there was 8-9 teams. What do we have now? 1-2 participating? Right?
Majors,
I mean, per
yeah,
groups,
majors,
right? I mean, the numbers are, they're down. And for what we're talking about, like, you would assume that the numbers should be growing. And, I hear this, I hear that. A lot of it has to do with, hey, I want my kid to play with this kid. Really? I mean, that's not really how you get better, right? I would prefer my kid to play against the best, and I'd rather them be on two different teams, because that's how you get better, not participating on one team and demolishing the other eight or however many teams there are. So again, on behalf of whomever, technically myself, but just hearing what I'm hearing and what I've heard from what's gone on in the meetings in the past, if there's a way that we can hold everybody accountable, then just as much as we want to hold the city accountable, we as parents or people in the city got to be held accountable to that too. The sign says this, no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed, no seeds allowed, no seeds allowed. I mean, we got to be held to those those standards as well, right? You don't have, just as an example, you don't get to do it because, well, he's on the council, so I don't want to tell him anything, right? So it's not fair for somebody on the council to get away with it, and I can't get away with it, right? I mean, fair is fair. It doesn't matter who you are rules. They're set in place for a reason. And really, that's kind of what I just want to get at, right? If we have rules, let's uphold them, and let's all play by the rules the way we should be. I mean, that's just the way it is. And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to comment from the public?
Can I say something? Hey, real quick. Awesome sports programs coming up. I mean, as a coach, as a father of participants, this year has just made my heart full. I really am excited. And I'm excited for the years to come. There's a lot of challenges that come along with the fields, the new baseball fields, as well as a lot of changes that went from the older fields we had to the newer ones. So I was expecting when we discussed fencing this almost two years ago, there was going to have to be a certain amount of latitude afforded to the city to kind of mold into a different structure. And because we had never had anything quite so nice. And so I think the mayor addressed it, John addressed it, and that latitude being afforded to the city to try to find out what is that common ground and how are we going to make it accommodating throughout both fairly and equitably to the community, the taxpayers, the users, as well as protecting the investment the city's made. So I appreciate everything everybody said tonight.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hey, Aaron,
yes, Corey.
Mr. Hernandez had said something that I'm
100% on board with him about, that I think one of the things we do need to take a serious look at is dividing the departments between Parks and Rec and creating a new department of Parks and Rec department and separate from Public Works. I think she's right on board with that, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's discussions I think we need to have.
Can I guarantee you, Corey, if that happens, it's going to be different because there's going to be a fight for the kids. There's going to be somebody to buffer there.
Well, I think right now with Madison, I think she's doing a pretty good job with the kids.
Excellent job, but she's not
a boss. I agree with you. I do. You know, so, but anyway, I think that's a discussion we should have.
Well, I have a question about the mayor, who I don't complain to. You guys are the buffer. You know what I'm saying? He can't get away with stuff because you guys are there and do checks and balances. And in my opinion, if you had that in place, it would be a lot better.
But that's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments from everybody. There's always room for improvement. If you're looking for perfection, you're not going to find it at the city. But we're always looking for ways that we can improve and do better. So it's not like we get up every morning deliberately looking how to mess up everything. But at the same time, I think the message is clear from the community, and I think the council has heard it. And the steps that we need to take, I don't think that this city council is afraid to take them. So thank you for your comments, and I'd like to now move to item two. Is there anybody else who wants to? I see, Lana, did you have?
I'm here because I couldn't hear any of it while it was being.
Okay. We'll work on that one too. So I'd like to move to item two, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
I make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item three is our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to our current business. And our first item on our current business is the purchase and sale agreement for Tagaris Park. And this is a situation where back on February 28th, the City Council and the Adams County Park and Rec District entered into an interlocal agreement for the city to maintain and improve Tagaris Park. The City Council approved that interlocal agreement. And the Adams County Park and Rec were faced with financial difficulties and manpower decisions going forward after their levy had failed. Their maintenance and operation levy failed last November. So, one, they asked us to take over the maintenance and operation of Tagaris Park here at the city, and also the decision to transfer ownership of the 19-acre park to the city. So, it's located inside our growth boundary, so that we have the opportunity to acquire this Tagaris Park. And as I mentioned earlier in the city council meeting, that it's been more than 50 years since the city has acquired significant park property. Over the last 50 years, the city has probably grown from around 2,000 people to over 8,000 people. And our opportunity to acquire this park for the purchase price of $10 plus the adjustment in the agreement for the closing costs, et cetera. So the city staff is recommending that the council authorize the mayor to execute this purchase and sale agreement with Adams County Park and Rec District number one. So with that, I am going to open it up now for discussion.
Would we be settling our final debt with Park and Rec District outside the purchase and sell agreement? Is what I'm kind of getting from this, that the numbers that we're throwing out there for
okay. I had discussions with Rolando today, and Rolando, I believe, is on the call. That is a separate action of the council, and he and I are going to work on that. He's waiting for some information from the county auditor, and so I'm going to hopefully bring that before the city council on the 25th of April.
But that's nothing that will hold up the purchase and sale agreement. I guess it's
more correct. That is correct, John.
Okay, yeah. My apologies. I went the long way around that question.
Yeah, it's all right. So does council have any questions or comments you want to make about this? It's a great deal for the city. It's comes at a time when we really need more park property.
Could be a potential solution to some of the things we heard and spoke about tonight, or at least the benefit to them.
It is. And you know, in researching this, I didn't realize until this afternoon that it's been more than 50 years since we've acquired any park property of any significance. So the fact that we're going to get for $10 in closing costs, we know we're going to have to put some money into that park, but this is worth it. So
what do we decide to do with them? Are those going to be four soccer fields, or they're not going to be baseball fields, right?
Right, and we're gonna create it into soccer and flag football.
Open this up a little more for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're also going to improve the playground, the picnicking areas. We want families to be in there, and we found that seems to work much better for our parks when families feel welcome. And that was the original desire of the Adams County Park and Rec Board, is that they wanted to establish it so families would feel safe, families would not just go there to play sports, but also picnic and do other activities. There's also basketball hoops down there, and we own a building and a concession stand and bathroom. So this is a great deal. So
I don't know, Chief, are you going to be able to keep an eye on that park down there, or are we going to have to rely on Adams County for that?
We will not be able to until the city annexes it.
Just the park?
The city may own it, but it's still going to be in the county's jurisdiction, so it will need to be annexed in order to be policed by us.
We need to start that process immediately. Okay,
so maybe this question is going to come up. So your community development directors gave me RCW 35A.14300, which says annexation for municipal purposes. Legislative bodies of code cities may, by a majority vote, annex territory outside the limits of such city, whether contiguous or non-contiguous, for any municipal purpose when such territory is owned by the city. So there is a path forward that we can annex that island. There's probably other opportunities and actions that we would take, but at this particular moment, she just wanted to make sure that the city council knew that we could annex that piece of property.
So is the path forward through public hearings, or is it a motion and vote?
I think it's I think we have to have a public hearing. Yeah. Yeah.
Start that
path. I think, well, yeah, and I think there has, I don't know if there has to be a recommendation from the Planning Commission, but I know that when they did their most recent park plan, that was part of their, that was already in the comprehensive park plan.
Okay, well, let's, from this date forward, let's make that an item. And I don't want it to take 18 to 20 months. I want it to be finished within a month.
I agree. I think it's important that we have our own police department considering circumstances. Not that any of the sheriffs are bad police officers, but I think it's in our best interest.
It's in our control. We take care of it.
Absolutely.
We can't do it in a month, I mean, with the hearing and everything, but we can start the process.
Schedule it.
In 2-3 months, we can get it done.
I'll put a timeline. At our meeting in 2 weeks, the next meeting, I'll put a timeline for it.
I don't want to be coming back here 2 years later and talking about it again. like so many other things.
What?
Okay. All right, I'd entertain a motion then to...
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to execute the purchase and sale agreement with Adams County Park and Rec, District Number 1.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Maria. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
She, it's just the delay. She's for it. Now I'd like to move to item 4B, which is the approve the facility use agreement between the City of Othello and Columbia Basin Health Association. And our Park and Rec coordinator, Madison, is here tonight.
Hello. Good evening. So like Mayor said, I'm here to ask the council to approve a motion to approve the facility use agreement between us and CBHA. With the super high numbers we had in soccer this year, I think our total was 661. There's just no way that we could fit them at the parks, being with, you know, our current deed with Kiwanis and not being able to use it, Lions Park being packed. CBHA was kind enough to let us use their grass lot behind their clinic, and we can house like 20 plus fields there. So at the moment, our schedule is set up where each division has their designated day of the week. For example, 4, 5, 6, and 7 is Tuesday, Thursdays. So on those days, one group will be at Lions, the other group will be at CBHA, and then they will switch on their, on the next day. So we do have a small fee of $285. CBHA requested that we provide porta potties because after Saturday, they saw how many kids and parents we're gonna have. And that is about the only fee that we have. We are setting out extra garbages, just so, you know, we can do our part in keeping it clean. Maintenance will pick those up either daily or every other day, just to make sure that we can keep using CBHA's facility. We cannot, because of the deed in the park, we're not allowed to have organized sports there. Yeah. I wish we could. It's a nice piece of grass. But at this moment, we can't.
My understanding is because of an insurance and the ability to name CBHA as an additional insured.
Mm-hmm.
So this would allow us that forward to continue.
Yes.
Is the parking going to be
available?
Yeah.
So in our current plan and what I've communicated to coaches, they did designate certain areas for us to park. And just this afternoon, they actually got clearance from the school district to use Wajitas' lot as extra parking. Yeah.
It gets them that out, being a parent, a map of where to park there, and they were really clear about, and Madison did a great job about asking the coaches to be respectful for the CBHA employees and customers. So,
thank you.
CBHA's done above and beyond on that.
Oh, yeah, they came through really clutch. I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
4 month long soccer season, if not.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Madison. So I'm looking for a motion to approve this facility use agreement between the city and Columbia Basin Health.
Make that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Aye.
That's just the delay. I'd like to move to item 5. Is there some unfinished business, council, that you'd like to discuss?
We are at our last meeting until the end of the month. And I think it was May, at the beginning of May last year, when we had a spray contract come and we had to skip. So that would put us dangerously close to approving or discussing a spray contract in that month of May, where we had, I think the consensus was that it was a little late in the season.
It was actually July. We finally got spraying done.
When we finally got it done, yeah. But when it first approached council, I think it was May 10th. Have we gone up a bit for that yet? I haven't seen, but I don't monitor all the places that the city bids. I hadn't seen anything go out.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on in that process. So the city had solicited some bids. There was one bid that came in, and in collaboration with Kelly, he and I decided to reject that bid and put that bid out to open instead of just, you know, how you can get three bids and bring back a contract. We decided to open that up and let anyone who can meet the requirements bid. So that extended this process, and I anticipate that the 25th of March, or excuse me, April, that I'll have, we'll give you, you know, kind of like Sean O'Brien does, where he give you a bid list, who bid, what the amount was, and we should be able to get a contract approved or something for the council to approve on 2 weeks from tonight.
So, I'll talk to you after the meeting.
Okay.
That's real interesting.
All right. Any other unfinished business?
Well, number six. You and I had a discussion about it.
Okay, well, six. That was in Terry's report, in the Public Works Department report about the VFD. Yeah. Did he address that? Yeah. Okay. Anything else on unfinished? New business. I've got two items, but I'll yield the floor to anybody who else has a new business item.
Spring cleanup. I think it would be, I'd be remiss if I didn't praise the Public Works staff. I actually, once again, Corey, who sees me going out with the trailer, said, hey, spring cleanup's this week, which I should have known, but I have a trailer full of yard bushes and trimmings. And I went there fully intended, had my gloves and boots ready to unload this trailer full, and the city staff, was, they had that thing unloaded before I could lace my boots up. So, great. And for people to understand that they're going to have assistance to kind of encourage them to go down and know that they're not going to be fumbling around in trailers rather than just going to the dump. I think that was a great, it was a success. So I wanted to let the council know that I participated and was a beneficiary of a lot of hard work, and Public Works did a great job on that.
Terrific. Thank you.
Do you know if the city crew ended up picking up any appliances or?
They did.
I was just kind of curious because I know there was a couple groups of people that was making the rounds.
Oh, they were picking them up early?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just curious if there was anything left that was public.
There was. That was probably because those groups were already full. Yeah. Fine. Okay, so the first item I have on new business is CBHA every year has a color run, and they have asked if the city would like to be a sponsor. We do a station. We have city staff volunteers on that Saturday, and we have the pink station, which is one of many. And they wanted to know if the city wanted to be a sponsor, which would require, which isn't budgeted. And I wanted to know if the city council would like to be a financial sponsor as well.
What, is that for cancer?
Yes. Well, no, it isn't. It's for that. I want to say spina bifida, but it's not. It's that other rare disease that that the director, remember, he came and we And I think that they've expanded it now. I don't think it's just for that. Yeah.
It's for all plastics.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't explain exactly what,
but it's a
fundraiser, and it's a community event, and it's a big deal in this town. And so I just want to know if, you know, they're basically letting us use their facility to, you know, use their soccer fields and stuff. I think it would be a nice gesture by the city council as reciprocal to be a financial sponsor of their event.
So am I, what are you doing?
$5 million
Well, that's it.
That's all.
Let's do it.
I think we could cover up with that. But how about the city be a $1,000 sponsor? And you can recuse yourself because you're on the Columbia Basin Health Association board.
I think that regardless of whether they're letting us use their facilities or not, I'd like to see the city involved.
Okay.
I think they're doing a good thing, and I think the city should be involved in it.
Did they have any figure in mind?
They didn't give us a figure.
What's the gold level? The platinum level, the diamond level?
You're talking to the banker here. She's going to fleece you for everything you got, John.
I'll invoice you.
So, do you have I mentioned 1,000, but if you guys want to do a different figure, just I'm entertaining any motions at this point.
2,500.
I go with John. I think that's a good amount.
Okay, so we want a motion. John makes a motion. Corey seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. They're spending your money, Spencer. Okay, the other brief announcement is there's a fire district, I think it's the quarterly meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Just a reminder. Is it the buy-in? Is it buy-in?
Yeah, twice a year.
Twice a year, okay. So it's tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow or is it April 16th?
Tomorrow? Tanya has it on her calendar for tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Which is Tuesday.
I've seen it.
If we find out different, we'll confirm tomorrow. If we find out different, we'll call.
No, it's tomorrow, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
7 o'clock, fire department.
Yeah. Any other new business? Okay, hearing none. Item 7, the council will receive the Building and Planning Department report and the Public Works Department report. And with no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:53 p.m. Thank you.
Okay. We got out of here in time so I can order some checkers.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.